Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Quikrete, Aero Fasteners, The Angie App, Wagner Sprayers, and Castle Filters. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And home improvement is what we do. Well, more specifically, we help you with your home improvements, your remodeling projects, your decor projects. If you're doing it yourself or you're getting a pro to help, we can help answer questions to help you get started on the right foot. If you don't know where to start, you can start right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button, and we will talk about your project and hopefully save you some money, save you some time, save you some aggravation so you can get to enjoying that new space ASAP. Coming up on today's show, are you getting ready to take a vacation this summer? Well, if you are, it'd be a great idea to set your house up to save some money while you're away. So we're going to share some tips on how you can do that.
And if your lawn is full of weeds, don't just pull them before you pay attention to what's causing that problem. We're going to share how to read your weeds just ahead.
And we've got some tips to help you keep your AC chugging along through the hottest days of the summer.
And we've got a great prize to give away this hour. We've got some super useful tools that will last a lifetime. We've got the Arrow Stapler and an amazing temp control glue gun coming up for one lucky winner.
So give us a call right now. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat. And if you are drawn out at the end of today's show, we'll be sending you the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun from Arrow Fastener, along with a TacMate staple gun so you can get started on some projects. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Helen in Arizona is on the line with a question about some bubbling paint. What is going on?
I had my the exterior of my home painted last summer, and the painter had power washed it, came back in a couple of days, a day or two, and actually did the painting. And it was about 2 months after that, I happened to notice little bubbles appearing under the paint, and I presume that's because there's water under that paint.
Not necessarily. What you have is an adhesion issue, so the paint's not sticking to the wood siding or the substrate, whatever it is. This is a wood-sided house?
Yeah, it's a manufactured home, yes.
Okay. Do you know if your painter applied a primer, or did he just...
And it is a beautiful afternoon here. It is a It is a beautiful afternoon here in Redding, California. The sky is blue, a light breeze, and we're ready for some baseball as the Redding Colt 45s take on the Redding Browns. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen. This Redding Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Now to the ball game here as the Colt 45s get ready to play a familiar opponent in the Browns. The Browns, if you didn't know, were actually the far west team for the St. Louis Browns back in 1946 all the way up until 1950. The St. Louis Browns, for all of you who don't know, are now the Baltimore Orioles. So now we have a bit of a revival here tonight. As the Redding Browns take the field, they are now a semi-professional collegiate team, and they will be going up against the boys in yellow, white, and black tonight. For the Colt 45s, they'll be throwing Isaac Horstman. Horstman, a right-hander, has really been commanding the zone well throughout this summer. And again, he's going to have to deal with a very frequent breeze blowing from right to left. Barrick Faskin getting his bearings on tonight's game since we saw you last Sunday at Shasta Historical Society night. And so the managers and the generals are meeting at home plate, and then we'll get back to the ball game soon. So behind home plate is going to be Mateo Mendoza. He is from Cal State San Bernardino. And then playing first base is Kyle Norton from Shasta College. Playing second is Jonathan Kumai. He just transferred to Chicago International, Trinity International College. He's originally from Washington. Over at third base is Peyton Jeffries. And then at short will be the leadoff man, Arive Camacho. In left field is Isaiah Cortez, another Cal State San Bernardino College player. And then in center field we'll have Bryce Tweed and then his twin, Blake Tweed, in right field. So we're going to have some fun here tonight. A beautiful crowd here at historic Tiger Field as well. Filled pretty solidly tonight for a Saturday night as we enjoy our 4th of July weekend. And we hope you're all having a great night as well. So the right-hander just warming up. And again, that breeze, you're going to hear some whistling through that microphone, that breeze blowing between 15 to 20 miles per hour. And so depending on how that wind blows, we can either get some balls that are hit deep and hard that are going to be out, or we get some balls going the opposite direction into left field that could carry out of the ballpark for home runs. So it's 3-10 down the line in right field, and then about 360 as you get into the right center gap. In dead center, it's 406, meaning that this is a very hard ballpark to hit home runs out of if you're looking for a straight shot to dead center. And then 360 in left center, followed by 320 down the line in left field. And then, of course, we got Safeway, so in case you need to get a quick bite, you can go to Safeway, get a snack, and then come to the ball game. We would love to have you with us. So Mendoza throws down, and we will have Diogo Corona to lead things off. So here is Corona as the Redding Browns are wearing gray jerseys with burnt orange numbers and burnt orange sleeves with black socks. Horstman looking in. Whips and delivers. Pitch is taken inside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Horstman looking in. whips, delivers, and pitches taken high for ball two. So Corona trying to get ahead 2-0. And as we have a Ukrainian refugee family here who is attending their first baseball game tonight here in Reading as the pitch is swung on and missed by Corona for strike one. Their names are Titiana, Anna, Mira, and Kira. They've been living here for 3 weeks, and now they are at this ball game getting to enjoy some 4th of July celebrations in baseball. Working here is Horseman, 2-2 to Corona. Horseman whips and delivers. A pitch is missed upstairs and over his catcher to the net for ball three. So we have a full count. And again, all that energy, all that pregame emotion, especially when you're coming to your first hitter and you got a packed crowd like this. Horseman on 3-2, pitches swung on and fouled back and out of play. And again, a very tight parking lot here at Tiger Field. So if you don't know where to park, you're probably going to get your window smashed. Although the chance of that actually is pretty low, all things considered. I've been the public address announcer the last month and a half. 3-2 is taken just low for ball four. So Horseman thought he had a slider to Corona, but the delivery missed just low and away to the 5-8 right-hander. So now here is Peyton Russell, the first baseman. Righty on lefty matchup. Infield shaded towards second at second base and short. Pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. Blowing the fastball there is Horseman. So Kumai over at second base, sharing the battery with Arif Camacho from Antelope Valley College down in Southern California. The 0-1 is in there for a strike. So this time Horseman getting ahead and trying to strike out the lefty. The 0-2 delivery is swung on. That ball is lifted into left center, going back near the track to the warning track, and it's off the brick wall. In comes Corona. He'll be waved around third. The throw home, he is out at home. What a cutoff throw in left field by Isaiah Cortez to Camacho, and then to nab Corona trying to get to home. So Corona is stopped in his tracks. What a beautiful relay from the Colt 45s after the triple from Peyton Russell on the 2-2 pitch. So Russell picks up a triple, but he doesn't pick up an RBI, and that was just a terrific, terrific defensive sequence there from the Colt 45s. Here's Horseman now to Cody Corbell, who takes high for ball one, the right-hander. Looking about 6'1 today, wearing black cleats. 1-0 is taken for a strike. Right on the other half. So that's where Horseman's been working. Likes to work the slider and the changeup. Horseman delivers, and it swung on a miss for strike two. So even though Horseman found himself out of one jam getting the out at home, there's still a man over at third there in Russell. The 1-2 is just a bit high. Right down the middle of the plate, but just missed at the rib cage. So 2 balls, 2 strikes as the crowd is getting settled in. Horseman to Corbell. It's swung on and missed for strike three. Straight fastball there from Horseman. Gets Corbell swinging, and that takes care of him. 2 away. So here is Zach Peek, the second baseman. And again, the Reading Browns are a team of local guys that have been put together. So I'm pretty sure we'll see some names that we've heard of before in the past of Shasta County sports lore. Harris Peak, who swings and misses at the fastball for strike one. Man, he took a big old hack and nearly came out of his cleats. Horseman sets, delivers the 0-1 and swung on a miss for strike two. Comes with a slider. So now with two outs, Horseman sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch, is swung on and fouled back. That will go over home plate and near the croquet fields. So 0-2 to Zach Peak. Corbell struck out last time, so here is Zach Peak, the second baseman. Horseman sets, delivers the 0-2. Strike three called, rings up with the change. And that will do it for Peak. So after giving up a triple and a walk, Horseman comes out of there unscathed. No runs, one hit, a man left. And at the end of half an inning, it is the Reading Browns 0, the Reading Colt 45s, coming up here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, trucks, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. And so on the mound for the Browns is Cameron Phelps. And behind home plate is Jordan Ryan, who, talk about a tough guy, already plays the toughest position in baseball. Jordan Ryan was also a bull rider in his pastime. Peyton Russell over at first base. At second base is Zach Peak. At third base is Cody Corbell. As leading off is going to be Arif Camacho from Antelope Valley College. And for Camacho from Riverside, here's Phelps. Whips and delivers to Camacho, who takes high for ball one. So Phelps, the right-hander, looking at about 6'1". Phelps whips and delivers. The 1-0 is missed down and away for ball two. So Camacho, a very patient batter and a very solid leadoff man. This is a Reading Colt 45 team that has been thriving. But for The Browns trying to spoil the Colt 45's party tonight as the 2-0 is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Looked like a saucer slider that dipped to the knees and to the outer plate. Phelps, the 2-1 is swung on. That ball is lined to short. Nice diving play caught by Diego Corona. Wow, talk about that ball having eyes on it. Arif Camacho absolutely smoked it to the backhand of Corona, and he somehow made the catch. So Camacho hits one hard but leaves empty-handed, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So Norton, the left-handed hitter, swings a big bat and trying to bring this Redding Colt 45's crowd alive. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to the lefty, who is 6'3". So it'll be Kyle Norton followed by Bryce Tweed batting third. Phelps, the 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. Coming a little bit late there was Norton, but able to get a piece. So 0-2, the crowd still coming in, and what a beautiful, beautiful night for baseball it is. Man, last week it was around 106 degrees, and even when you got to this time of night, it was still like a sticky 92, but tonight, calm 89 degrees with a slight breeze. Doesn't get any better. The 0-2 was swung on and poked at by Norton. The grounder to second up with it is Pekin, takes care of Norton, two away. So Norton just flicking his bat out there and with the easy roller to peak. And so now with two outs, that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So Tweed and his twin brother Blake, who is the fifth batter, both players during the COVID year in 2020 and 2021, somehow ended up with Division I offers. Blake was to go to the University of Northern Colorado. Bryce was going to go to the University of Nevada, Reno, and play for the Wolfpack, but then just after talking it over and, you know, just trying to get as much playing time as possible, they decided to bounce back, and now they're playing at Sacramento City College. The 1-0 to Tweed is swung on and fouled away down the third baseline, a high arcing foul ball that disappears into Narnia, and it's 1-1. So one ball and one strike, and for Cameron Phelps, doing a good job so far of commanding the strike zone. 1-1 is taken down and away for ball two, and there's a man carrying two beers, and he is wearing a kilt. This man is ready for 4th of July, having himself a ball here on Saturday night, and very careful with those beers. Here's the 2-1 taken away for ball three. And you just got to love baseball because you never know the kind of people you're going to run into. And we've got some good fans here at Tiger Field tonight. 3-1 is Phelps looking in. He takes that left leg, sticks it out ever so slightly, then brings it forth. The 3-1 is taken down and away for ball four. So a two-out walk issued to Bryce Tweed, and that will bring up Derek Ray.
Designated hitter, number 24, Derek Ray.
So Ray, a designated hitter, part of this Colt 45's team that is celebrating 20 years of being in existence, playing games here at historic Tiger Field. General manager, former Major League outfielder Rick Bassetti. Pitch is taken high for ball one. So no score here in the bottom of the first, two outs. The Colt 45 is up to bat, and it's Derek Ray looking to drive in Bryce Tweed. The 1-0, there goes Tweed. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. Bryce Tweed stole that base very easily. Got a great jump. Looked like he came in on a changeup. By the time the throw was over to second, about three quarters of the way the ball was there, and Tweed was in there nice and sliding smoothly. Now it's second. The 1-1 is swung on a miss or strike two. Play a bit late on the fastball offering. So one ball and two strikes the count now. Glad you could join us here on KCNR here on this 4th of July weekend. Phelps looks over and sets. The 1-2 is strike three called. Derek Ray flinched his wrist. Check swing is called at home plate and down he goes. So no runs, no hits. Tweed walks and then gets the second, but that's all he'll take. And at the end of one inning, the Reading Colt 45s and the Reading Browns, it's tied, no score.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating, applications, and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. As here is Horseman back pitching for the Colt 45s, tips his cap. First pitch is down for ball one in the dirt to Brandon Erickson, the designated hitter. 1-0 is swung on and lined to second, but Kumai is there, and he'll make the catch, and there's one away. So, nice little hit there from Erickson. Had that ball been hit about 5 feet to the right, that would have been a for sure single, but hit it right to Kumai, so Erickson, after three pitches, is retired, one away, and here is Troy Duenas. Duenas takes the fastball in the inside corner for a strike. So 0-1, and the wind is doing a good job of calming itself the last inning and a half or so. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. So for Horseman, who attends Oklahoma City University and was originally born in Albuquerque. So the man from New Mexico doing some work here in the North State. The 0-2 pitch is taken just high. Mendoza trying to stick it. That pitch coming in high and just bending that wrist, trying to sell the strike. 1-2 is missed away. So two balls and two strikes. And again, just so crazy when you think of a town like Reading and you think even as small and as amazing as this town is, 2-2 is swung on and grounded to short as Kumai on the run. He'll throw to first, and that takes care of Duenas. Two away. So it looked like Duenas was coming in hard on the first base line, but once he realized Kumai had him beat, just slowed up a bit. And so with two outs, now here is Matt Whitehouse. So other than the triple from Peyton Russell, been smooth sailing for Horseman as Whitehouse swings and misses for strike one. 0-1. Horseman wasting no time at all. The 0-1 is a changeup in there for a strike on the outer half to the right-hander. 0-2. Horseman working like he's got bills to pay. The 0-2 is taken away for ball one. So that's when you know Horseman is doing well, is when he's working at a quick pace. 1-2, strike 3, call, and he freezes White House on 4 pitches. No runs, no hits, a clean inning for Horseman. That's 2 strikeouts for him, and that's it. No runs, no hits, and we're going to the bottom of the second. Still no score. The Colt 45s, that's hoping to come alive here on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the bottom of the second we go, and here is Blake Tweed, who will lead things off, the right-handed hitting twin, followed by Isaiah Cortez, the left fielder, and then Peyton Jeffries will bat third. So it's the other half of the Tweed twins, and speaking of the Tweed family, that is a family that you have to feed often. You've got the older brother, Tanner, who is a catcher, and then you got Blake and Bryce, who are the twin brothers, and then Jax, who is the youngest. 4 boys in 1 household. They all can play baseball extremely well. Tanner is a catcher out of Sacramento City College. So here is Blake Tweed trying to get some action going. Pretty stale crowd so far, just settling in with a 0-0 ball game. Here's the pitch taken away for ball one. So, just looking at Cameron Phelps, likes to rely on that slider, pretty much we've seen so far. Slider, fastball. Phelps delivers the 1-0 pitch, is taken high. So, Bryce got aboard, and now Blake Tweed trying to find his way. Here's Phelps, delivers, pitches, swung on and fouled away, and so we have a 2-1 ball. Got a 2-1 count. Tweet fouled that very slightly off of his ankle, but wearing that padding to keep that left foot of his, that planting foot, safe. Phelps looking in. Lifts that leg and comes forth. The 2-1 is missed way inside for ball 3. And you know it's inside when you got to lunge forward instead of backward. All the way back to the backstop. And so for Tweed, having a pelvic thrust and get out of the way. 3-1 now. Phelps looks in. The 3-1 is taken low and in the dirt. Oh, check swing. Spoke too soon. That's a strike. And hearing the ire of this Colt 45's fan base, a very loyal fan base. It was a small flick of the wrist, but first base umpire thought it was a strike. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on a miss for strike 3, and down goes Tweed. An inside fastball that runs in at the hands and gets Blake Tweed, and there's one away. So that will bring up Isaiah Cortez. So Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino. The left-handed hitter, as we hear from the background, Derek Fasking's dad, Derek, called him El Conquistador 1-0. So, 1-0, having all sorts of fun here in this very mild early July day. Subs delivers. The 1-0 is taken away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Cortez from Amador County. A very historic mining town. The 2-0 pitch is taken away for ball three. So for Phelps, who has worked in and out of the box, but hasn't found himself into too much trouble so far. Now 3-0 to Cortez. Livery is taken for a strike. So a room service fastball, as my hero Vin Scully used to say. Not really room service, though, if you locate it, though, right there on the outside part. Room service really means down the middle, but either way, Phelps will take it. And we want to also welcome our bat boys today, Grayson and Bodie. Phelps delivered for a strike, so just when you think Phelps is out of it, he comes fighting back. Now with a full count to Cortez. The 3-2 pitch is taken just low for ball four, and so Cortez is aboard. Working himself a walk, was ahead 3-0, battled back 3-2, and then got the walk. So now here is Peyton Jeffries, who I believe is one of the few two-way players for the Reading Colt 45s, and I say two-way player loosely just because we've seen him pitch, and he is listed on record as having pitched for Shasta College and for the Colt 45s as he swings and misses for strike one. Coming in at the knees with the fastball is Phelps. Again, the infield, the battery mates, Peak and Corona, shaded there at second. The throw over to first, pickoff throw, bounces off the glove, high in the air, but it ran right to Peyton Russell, who was able to gather himself. So after sliding back to first, Cortez advances no further. Cortez looking for his shot to make a move. Cortez not going. The pitch is taken high for ball one to Jeffries. So one ball and one strike and having all sorts of fun. Homer, the official mascot for the Colt 45, saying hi to the kids. 1-1 is taken high for ball two and in. Little dust off for Jeffries. So two balls and one strike in for Jeffries from Vancouver, Washington originally. Is a suburb of Portland. 2-0 is taken inside for ball three. So for the Colt 45s trying to get some action going, we have the man from Amador County over at first, and now going out to talk to his catcher briefly is Jordan Ryan. So just a short discussion. And for the Reading Browns, taking the lineage of the once minor league town Reading, California, part of the Far West minor league system for the St. Louis Browns. 3-1 is grounded to short for one. 2-2 is Corona. The throw is in time for double play. So Corona turns to Peak and then to Russell. A 6-4-3 double play for the Browns. And that ends the Colt 45's inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left after the Jeffries double play, and at the end of two innings, we are still at no score.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Top of the third inning we go, and here is Horseman again pitching. It's been a smooth sailing battle for both pitchers so far. Horseman and Phelps only one hit allowed between the both of them, and that was by Horseman to Peyton Russell, who had a triple into left center that would have scored Diego Corona had it not been for the beautiful relay from the Colt 45s, Cortez to Camacho, and then Camacho making the perfect throw to tag out Corona, who was trying to go from first to home. So just one hit so far here in the top of the third. And so leading off is the bull rider, Jordan Ryan. And he is built like a bull rider, too. Man, talk about a guy who lifts weights and definitely takes his protein shakes. That man is 6'3", and I would say a solid 220. Yep, he's a bull rider. And trying to show that he can swing the bat, too, in the 8 spot. Horseman says, but I have a beard as well. Horseman whips and delivers fastball in the inside corner for a strike. I gotta ask him, you know, how long it took him to grow that beard. That thing is going around his ears to the other side, almost like that arch in St. Louis. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to short. Up with it is Camacho, throws the first, and that takes care of the bull rider, Jordan Ryan. So, one away. So that's now six hitters in a row retired by Horseman as Tommy Sipes looking to break up the rhythm of Horseman. He sets, whips, and delivers a slider to the inside corner of Sipes is low for ball one. Righty on lefty matchup, trying to come in with both the breaking ball and the slider. So two balls and no strikes, light clouds, very picture-perfect sky. I mean, man, you could make a painting and probably sell it for $300 on the market. The 2-0 is inside for ball three. So a gorgeous ball game, and now for the Browns and the Colt 45s trying to break the deadlock. Horseman delivers the 3-0, is on the outside corner for a strike. Did not wake up today and expecting a pitcher's duel, but that's what we've seen so far from Phelps and Horseman, two very efficient players. 3-0 is missed high for ball four. So Sipes with the one-out walk, and that will bring up Diego Corona. So that breaks up the string of six in a row retired. Call that the press box jinx. Call it just missing a little bit. But here is Sipes over at first. And now for Horseman working with Corona. Horseman delivers a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Man, that just puts you to sleep. Nice pitch there. And you see that more often, I feel like, with pitchers throwing their breaking pitches, first pitch as opposed to traditional fastball, almost kind of like the opposite, how you would use your fastball to get your breaking ball in rhythm, but maybe if your fastball isn't working, you throw that breaking ball to get your fastball in rhythm. 1-1, curve is missed, low for ball two. So 2-1, and again for Horseman, that beard kind of almost reminds you of how Weird Al Yankovic likes to wear it in some of his music videos. That's the only comparison that I have. 2-2 now to Corona. Infield shaded in and double play depth. A 2-2 pitch, and it hits Corona. A fastball that Horseman tried to run inside to Corona, and instead, that is a fastball that hit the meat of his shoulder, and that does not feel good at all. So Corona hit on the 2-2 pitch, and now for Peyton Russell, trying to, this time, hopefully, if you're the Browns, trying to cash in. On some runs. Runners at first and second. Sipes moving over to second after Corona was hit over at first. First base in at the scruff of the grass, and we'll get timeout for the moment. So again, just a little discussion as that breeze starting to pick up, and you again can hear that slight whistle. So for Russell, who checks in, the owner of a triple, but not the owner of a run. Here's Horseman, whips and delivers, pitch as a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. 0-1, and this is a very skilled infield the Colt 45s have, as we saw earlier in that first inning. The 0-1 is bouncing in the dirt. So for Camacho, trying to give Sipes something to think about over there at second, harrying Sipes at short. Horseman looks at second, delivers the 1-1 pitch, and is swung on, Sipes high in the air, fell down the third baseline. That'll go out of play and just away from the stands. Got to return all foul balls. Though you don't get to keep them, maybe you get to keep them. I don't know. If you have a kid and he really wants the ball, I think there's a couple you can give away, but 1-2 now. Horseman working on Russell. Gust of wind comes into the ballpark. The 1-2 is swung on and rolled to third up with it. The throw to second for one. The throw to first, double play. 5-4-3 started by Jeffries to Kumai, and then Kumai takes care of business to Norton, and that ends the inning. So despite hitting a man and walking a man, Horseman gets out of the inning unscathed once again. No runs, no hits, a man left. And at the end of 2.5, it has been a pitcher's duel here at historic Tiger Field. The Colt 45 is coming to bat. Still no score here on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the bottom of the third we go, and it is Mateo Mendoza to lead things off. And so for Mendoza, who is from El Cerrito in Contra Costa County, so say a Bay Area kid, got to meet him and gather some notes as he takes a breaking pitch on the outside corner for a strike. So 0-1-2, Mendoza again from El Cerrito. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. And so for Mateo, who has a brother, his brother Lucas is a baseball player for the University of Oregon in what is the Pac-12 conference still. Phelps looking in, whips and delivers. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to third under the legs of Corbell. And so for Mendoza, he reaches base after the error at third by Corbell. And with no outs, this could be what the Colt 45s need to score some runs. Looked like a tailor-made ground ball there for Corbell. Got his glove down, but just shot under his legs and into left field. And so now here is Kume to try to pick him up. Here's Phelps. Delivers a pitch that's high for ball one. So 1-0 to Jonathan Kumai from Washington. Went to Everett City College and is now going to go to Trinity College in Chicago. The 1-0 pitch gets through the catcher and over to second goes Mendoza. So Mendoza, after reaching base on the air, scampers to second, and now Kumai trying to cash him in. No outs. Bottom of the third inning. The 2-0 to Kumai is swung on, and that is chopped into right field on the ground for a base hit. Here comes Mendoza to score. The ball then skips past the right fielder and into from second to third goes Kumai with a single and then an error on two extra bases. So Kumai doing the smart thing. He saw a big old hole open in right field and just chopped it where the outfield wasn't. And then for good measure, overrunning the ball was Tommy Sipes. And so from first all the way to third goes Kumai in RBI, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. So here's Arive Camacho now trying to turn this into a big inning for the home team that occupies Tiger Field. And for the Reading Browns, they play at Vellante Park. Their home games at Vellante Park in Anderson. The 1-0 is squirted down the right field line and foul, giving chase is Russell, but that ball will roll out of play. Bounce right on top of the Colt 45's dugout, and neither harm for the fans nor the cars that they have parked. Over at third is Kumai. Camacho trying to bring in his battery mate. The 1-0 hit just swung on Mr. Strike 2, and man, Arive Camacho looked like he tried to hit that one to Mars. Man, that was a breaking ball. He took a big old swing and bit like a Shasta Lake bass. or excuse me, Lake Shasta Bass. Shasta Lake is the city, for those of you who don't know. The 1-2 is swung on, lifted into center field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Kumai. Camacho picks up the RBI single, and the Colt 45's on a roll here in the bottom of the third, now leading 2-0 with no outs. So Camacho picks up the run batted in. So after swinging and missing on 1-2, takes a simple approach, gets those hands in, barrels it up, and with a nice single into left center. There goes Camacho. The pitch is high. The throw to second, not in time. So Kyle Norton is up to bat, and before he can even get comfortable in the box, his shortstop is taken second. The 1-0 to Norton. Norton shows bunt, rolls one up along the third baseline, and foul. Clean play there by Barrick Fasking, also working as the third base coach there. So 1-1 in for Barrick Fasking. He has been around the Colt 45s for 14 of the club's 20 years of existence. 1-1 is swung on, foul back. And so for Barrick, who grew up in Cottonwood and attended West Valley High School, was a player for the Colt 45s for 3 years, and he has been the coach for 11 years. 1-2 to Norton is swung on, lifted up along the third baseline. That is slicing away and foul. So one ball and two strikes. It's kind of weird when you get the ball going up in the air, and if it gets enough distance, the ball sort of disappears from my vision because of the dugout. So you're kind of almost peeking through the pipes, but we know what's going on. Got x-ray vision. So one ball and two strikes as Norton trying to continue the party. 2-0 Colt 45s. Two runs scored by the team wearing yellow and white tonight. Norton trying to follow Camacho. The 1-2 pitch is taken away. So two balls, two strikes. Definitely got to try the food here if you get a chance. Come down to a game and eat some nachos, some world-class hot dogs. 2-2 swung on. That ball's line down the third baseline and foul. So Norton getting on top of the high pitch and slicing it. So for Phelps, laboring a bit. Two runs come across, one unearned. After Mendoza opened the inning by reaching on an error at third base. 2-2 missed down and away for ball three. So for Phelps, and no action I see in the Browns dugout. He is their man for now. Full count. There it is. The 3-2 pitch is just away for ball four. So Norton reaches base for the first time tonight. The third walk issued by Phelps, and now that will bring up Bryce Tweed. And Bryce Tweed, man, talk about a guy that is having one heck of a summer. Levy leads the Colt 45s in home runs and hit two home runs in one game. Here's the pitch taken for a strike to the left-hander. So interesting. Two brothers, very much alike personality-wise, both very, very cool, calm, collected, but one hits lefty and the other hits righty. Go figure. look over to second, and retreating back is Camacho. So Camacho just trying to keep the mind of Phelps busy, though. 0-1 is swung on, lifted into left field, back toward the warning track near the wall, and making the catch is Duenas, and all the runners will hold. Nice play there from Duenas. Looking up into that bright blue sky, locating the ball, and then using that right hand to make sure that he wasn't close to the wall. You just never know with your spacing where you're going to end up. So beautiful textbook fundamental baseball there, played by Duenas. There in left field. So now here is Derek Ray, who struck out in his first at bat in the first inning. Ray trying to add something to his resume. The pitch is swung on a miss for strike one, in at the knees and tailing inside towards Ray. 0-1. Phelps looking in. He delivers. There goes the runners. And there won't be a throw, as stealing third is Camacho. Over to second goes Norton. The good old double steal. And they stole it without even a throw. Sometimes it's not just about how fast you are, but how you can just get a pitcher's timing. Colt 45 is doing exactly that with Phelps. 1-1 is missed low for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and we got a little flock of Canadian geese over there in right field getting their bird's eye view of the game as well. Haven't had any animal disturbances yet, I don't think. 2-1 is swung on, squirted back to the pitcher. Nice play there from Phelps. The throw to first is in time. Wow, that was a tough play for Phelps. A one-hopped comebacker hit on the inside part of the bat. So not only are you dealing with that bounce, but with some extra English and some spin, but Phelps, the pro that he is, takes care of Ray, and there's two away. So now here is Blake Tweed. Struck out in the second inning. The pitch to Tweed is swung on, fouled back up along the third baseline. And so for Blake, and I believe his family just, I think they just relocated to Chico. So, but the Tweeds, though, all four of them, Tanner and then the two that are playing for the Colt 45s, Blake and Bryce, attended Red Bluff High School. Won a section championship. The 0-1 is blocked nicely there by our signature bull rider, our professional bull rider, Jordan Ryan. So doing his job of keeping the ball in front and not allowing Camacho to come home and score. One ball, one strike, two outs, bottom of the third, 2-0, Colt 45s. 1-1 from Phelps is bounced high and in the dirt for ball two. That'll squirt past Ryan and in to score easily is Camacho. It's now 3-0, Colt 45s. So that was just a tough play all the way around for Ryan to handle. That ball bounced right at the plate, and as soon as it hit his chest protector, the ball went about 12 feet to the backstop, and Camacho able to score. Over to third. Now is Norton. Tweed trying to keep the inning alive. The 2-1 pitch is grounded hard down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. In to score is Norton. An RBI single for Blake Tweed. And it's now 4-0 Colt 45s, who have opened this game up. Left fielder, number 10, Isaiah. So four runs coming on. Three hits for the Colt 45s. And now here is Isaiah Cortez trying to keep it going. Lefty on righty matchup. There goes Tweed. Taking the strike is Cortez as Tweed steals second and the ball nearly running into right center field on the throw by Ryan. So for the Reading Browns, trying to assert themselves into this game, but having a tough time with this talented group of youngsters, the Colt 45s. Phelps, the 1-0 pitch is swung on line down the third baseline and foul out of play. That will go down into the third base club. Get some goodies if you pay a decent price and get an all access. So I think you get some food as well. So 1-2 now to Cortez. 4-0 Colt 45s here in the bottom of the second. Phelps delivers the 1-2 pitches. Strike three called and down goes Cortez. So Cortez is rung up on a curveball. The outer half. And that will end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s score four runs, compliments of a pair of RBI singles from Jonathan Kumai and Arif Camacho along with Blake Tweed. Four runs on three hits, a man left, and at the end of three innings, the Colt 45s lead the Reading Browns 4-0.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Top of the fourth inning, and the Browns trying to respond. As the pitch is swung on and missed for strike one to Cody Corbell. So Corbell struck out in the first inning. Horseman whips and delivers. The 1-1 pitch is on the outer half for a strike. So Horseman working well, and I believe that this is the beer batter that the crowd likes to hear. If the beer batter strikes out, then the crowd gets beer for $4 for the rest of the inning. So top of the fourth, and that will also then bring up the frozen fifth, where if the Colt 45s hold the team to no runs, ice cream is a dollar off. Here's a 2-2 pitch, strike three called, a straight fastball to Corbell, and Corbell strikes out for the second time tonight, much to the delight of the Colt 45 fans and also the fans of the Reading Browns, as beer is $4 off for the rest of the inning. Or, excuse me, only $4. Only $4. Said that once as a PA announcer. That did not bode well. $4 for all you listening on the radio. So here is Zach Peek, who takes on the outside corner for a strike. The second baseman. Four strikeouts now for Horseman, the man out of Albuquerque, by way of Oklahoma City University. 0-1 is in there for a strike, and Horseman is, again, working smooth, playing red light, green light, working very quickly, looks in, whips, and delivers. The 0-2 is swung on and misses strike three, blows the fastball there by Peek. So two batters, two quick outs via swinging strikeouts, and now here is Brandon Erickson. So Albuquerque, also known for one of the most famous balloon, hot air balloon festivals in the U.S., as the first pitch is lined there from Erickson, but it goes right to Kumai, and that ends the inning. So no runs, no hits. And that is now four strikeouts for Horseman. And at the end of 3.5, it is the Colt 45s leading the Browns 4-0. This Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating, located at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go, and here's Peyton Jeffries to lead things off. And again, Peyton Jeffries, who grounded into the double play his first at bat. The Colt 45 sent up eight batters, nearly batted around there in the third inning, in which they scored four runs, and that's where we stand. 4-0 as Jeffries takes a strike on one. So for Jeffries, who is from Vancouver, Washington, and since it's 4th of July, we'll talk about some American history during this three-day weekend. 0-1 is missed low for ball one. Found out that once upon a time, the 18th president of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant, was once stationed in Vancouver. Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, Canada, which is on the other side of the border and on the north side. There is Jeffries, grounds one to second. Up with it is Peek, and the throw gets away, and it rolls into the Browns' dugout, and over to second goes Jeffries. Wow, that was a routine grounder that looked easy for Zach Peek, but instead he threw the ball low, and not only did he throw it low, he threw it into his own dugout, and so not only does Jeffries get aboard, but he gets to take second as well. Man, that is like hit and go, getting to a chance box, and then picking up the card in Monopoly and finding out that you won 1,000 fake dollars. So, either way, Peyton Jeffries will take it, and that sets the stage for Mateo Mendoza, who reached on an error to lead off, and eventually he came around to score. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is taken high. So, for Mateo Mendoza, who had one pitching appearance during his high school career at St. Mary's College High School, we won't be around to find out about it, though. Here's a grounder to short up with it is Corona and throws out Mendoza, and there's one away. Moving over to third is Jeffries. So Mendoza moves Jeffries over to third, and that will bring up Jonathan Kumai, who has been a ninth hole nightmare as far as the opposing team is concerned, batting over 300 coming into today's game and takes away for ball one. And interesting to note, Jonathan Kumai, and he's about 5'7", but a very solidly built 5'7" guy. It looks like he's got some footwork, and his original sport was soccer, was a midfielder, probably played some hacky sack and some futsal as well, still indoor soccer for those of you who don't know what futsal is. That's indoor soccer for those of us. 1-1 is swung on line to short up with it, playing it on the one hop. The throw to first from Corona is in time to get Kumai coming over home, and safe at home is Jeffries, and there's now 5-0 Colt 45s. So for Peyton Jeffries, in motion, went on the throw after the throw from second to first, from short to first, and Jeffries able to beat out the throw and score the run. So for Kumai, picks up his second RBI, and now with a clean deck, here is Arif Camacho. Camacho swings and misses for strike one. So Camacho, 1-for-2, singled and came home to score on in that four-run third inning. 0-1 pitches, missed high. So for Camacho, who is from Riverside, and Riverside, a suburb of Los Angeles in the Inland Empire, takes away for ball two. And it's funny because, you learn so much during this great game and you just assume things. And even though Barry Bonds went to grew up in Northern California, as the bat is broken on the grounder to second up with it. His peak throws the first to Russell and gets Camacho. So no runs. One run. No hits. Jeffries comes home to score, and at the end of four innings, the Colt 45s lead the Browns 5-0. Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. If you have something that you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder Coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Call Victory Powder Coating at 530-278-5298. That's 530 278-5298. Victory Power Coating.
Premier Change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Troy Duenas to lead things off for the Reading Browns. It's 5-0 Colt 45s here as we reach the top of the fifth inning, and for the Colt 45s trying to shut the Browns out, and if they do so, ice cream will be a dollar off for the rest of the fifth inning. Who doesn't like that deal? But for Horseman again, pitching very well, been very efficient. 4 strikeouts on the day for him. 0-1 is taken away from on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2 to Duenas. Horseman whips and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking. Ooh, I thought that was strike 3. Maybe not. Oh, got a little jumpy there. 1-2. To Duenas, Horseman delivers, swung on, and fouled back. So 1-2, and again, for this Reading Browns team, taking the name of the minor league team that was here once upon a time, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted into that high, blue, cloudy sky, and that'll drop for a base hit. So a blue single there for Troy Duenas.
Center fielder, number 20.
That ball was hit high into the sky and then just dropped right there in the center. And now here is Matt Whitehouse. So Whitehouse struck out his first at bat in the second inning. And the first hit for, as Whitehouse grounds one up along the first baseline, and whoa, what a play there from Whitehouse, who dives under the glove of Kyle Norton, and he's safe. Wow, what a play there from Whitehouse. Kyle Norton thought for sure he had himself an easy tag, and Matt Whitehouse just pulled the fast one. Instead of just taking the tag, Whitehouse just ducked under him, limbo style, dove under his glove, and he is safe. That is a safe man. And Derek Fasking going to go have the umpires have a discussion about it. But wow, what a play there from Whitehouse if he is safe. And he's got a big old grin like he had just got away with something. So that was exciting, and for the Browns trying to turn this back into a competitive game, and we're going to have an appeal, and he is safe. Man, talk about entertaining the crowd. Kyle Norton just thought for sure he had himself an out, and Matt Whitehouse said, no thank you, you will not get Lunchables. Instead, you will get a safe man at first base. So runners at first and second now, and here comes the bull rider, Jordan Ryan, who grounded out to short in the third inning, trying to bring home Duenas and Whitehouse. Here's the pitch, taken on the outside corner for a strike. And I've seen players, jump over the first baseman, but I've never seen somebody just straight burrow under there like they were a groundhog. 0-1, and fastball on the outside corner for strike two, so, man. Whitehouse still cheesing, got that big smile of his over at first base for the Colt 45s, though still in comfortable position, leading 5-0 here in the top of the fifth with no outs. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, so that takes care of Ryan, and now the fifth strikeout for Horseman, and that will bring up So that will bring up the left-hander right fielder, Tommy Sipes. Sipes. Right, it looks like some goggles there at home plate as well. Looking to square one up and make this competitive. The boys out of Anderson trying to show out in the big ballpark. First pitch swinging is Sipes is grounded to Kumai for one. To Camacho, the throw to first, double play, and that ends the inning. So despite some theatrics from Matt Whitehouse, it does the Browns no good. Sipes grounds into the 4-6-3 double play, and the crowd gets ice cream off for the rest of the fifth inning. No runs, two hits, nobody left, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns 5-0 here on KCNR. This Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Guess what? Bottom of the fifth inning we go. Colt 45's leading 5-0, and here is Kyle Norton to lead things off and coming up like a man who just had his lunch money stolen because Matt Whitehouse tricked him and got a base hit on what looked like a for sure out. It was a bunt by Whitehouse up along the first baseline if you're just joining us. And getting in front of the ball was Norton and just thought that he was going to take care of him and get the easy tag, but instead Whitehouse, as he grounds one into the hole at short, and safe pit first on the infield single is Norton. So Norton safe on the infield single as he grounded it to the hole in left field, backhanded by Corona. So, with a man aboard, that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So, I guess that lunch money feeling doesn't feel as bad now for Norton since he gets his first base hit of the game. But just to finish the thought, Norton thought that he had Whitehouse pegged for sure, and Whitehouse burrowed under him like a groundhog and somehow ended up first unscathed and untouched. The Colt 45s would have the last laugh, and it was a double play to end the inning that did the Browns in. So here is Bryce Tweed now, the left-handed hitting half of the twin package for the Colt 45s, takes high and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Norton over at first. Not going. The 2-0 is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So for Bryce Tweed, man, when this guy is going, I mean, talk about a perfect combination of speed, tremendous arm, hits for contact, hits for average. I mean, the guy can really do it all. And he's got some pretty explosive pop for a guy that is 5'11" and just really growing into his body. Like some of these kids, you gotta remember, they're only 19, 20 years old, still growing into their bodies and, you know, just barely touching their potential. There goes Norton on strike two. There's a line drive into left center, and that'll go for a base hit, and that is off the blue brick wall. In to score is Norton. It's a stand-up double for Bryce Tweed, and now the Colt 45s lead 6-0. Just as we were talking about here, and for Bryce Tweed, he squares one up for his first run batted in of the day. Reaches base for the third time, but that's his first hit, and that will bring up Derek Gray. So for the Colt 45s, looking to collect some more runs. If you're just joining us here, getting late to us on KCNR, the Colt 45s wearing yellow jerseys with black numbers, white pants and black socks, and for the Reading Browns, looking almost kind of like the University of Texas Longhorns. Gray jerseys, burnt orange sleeves, and orange numbers. It's a good look. Two good-looking uniforms on both sides, doing battle. 1-0 pitch is swung on a miss. A fastball that Ray comes away empty with handling. One ball and one strike. And there's a noise going on in the background. And is that a drum? Oh, no, that's a 1-1 pitch is missed low. Sounds like a lawnmower. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not that's Derek Faskey making that noise or there's just a lawnmower going on in the background. Either way, 2-1. To Ray. Phelps looking in, delivers. The 2-1 is swung on, fell back off the back netting. And once again, thank you for joining us tonight on this gorgeous early July day. Last week it was over 100 degrees, almost unbearable, but we are being blessed with a beautiful 4th of July weekend. There goes Tweed as the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Tweed trying to take third on the hit and run from Ray, and Ray gets a piece of the baseball, a slice of the nacho, and we'll do it again. So 2-2. Bryce Tweed, that long brown hair of his just sort of blowing out through this wind. Ray choking up on his bat with two strikes. Phelps delivers, 2-2 is missed down and away for ball three. And so for the Browns, who were coming in and looked like they were the last second entry for the Colt 45s, who were supposed to play the Portland All-Stars originally, but they canceled. And so now we get the Browns as Ray takes inside and low for ball four, and he takes first base. So, still with no outs. Already one run in, and so now it'll be Blake Tweed trying to trade places with his brother over at second. The pitch, there goes Bryce, the pitch is high, the throw to third gets away and thrown into left field, and after stealing third, Bryce Tweed will touch home and score. It's now 7-0, Colt 45s. So, Bryce Tweed not waiting for supper or his brother to bring him in. Goes straight steal the third, and then ball was thrown into left field by Jordan Ryan, allowing Bryce to score. Now here comes Blake with 1-0. The count takes down on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. So one ball and one strike. No better place to be here at the start of this 4th of July weekend here at historic Tiger Field. Celebrating 99 years this year. 1-1 is missed. Low for ball 2. Squirts in the dirt and under the legs of catcher Jordan Ryan and taking third easily is Ray. So 2-1, and for this Colt 45s team, trying to play aggressively and, you know, just learn the game of baseball. These guys are, some of them are 17, 18, 19, 20 years old as 2-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. So, for Phelps, working on the right-hander. The 2-2 is swung on, fell back, so protect the swing. And again, this isn't just about winning, but this is about learning the game as well, learning to battle with two strikes, expanding the zone and working on things and maybe just tooling some things that maybe you wouldn't get to do during your regular season that for some of these schools starts in late January and then runs into May. 2-2. Pitch is missed high at the elbows for ball 3 to Tweed. 3-2, and Phelps working with a slight breeze again. Just blew in momentarily. 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3, and down goes Blake. So Blake strikes out. He's now 1-for-3 on the day, and with one out, that will bring up Isaiah Cortez. So now we're going to have the manager for the Browns go check in on Cameron Phelps. And so Tyler Spencer checking in and Phelps just talking with his skipper. And Phelps will stay in the game as Spencer retreats back to the dugout. 7-0, Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Over at third is Ray Idle and Cortez trying to cash him in. The pitch to Cortez is swung on and grounded to short, bobbled, but picked up there and thrown across the diamond to first by Corona in time to retire Cortez and to score is Ray, and it's now 8-0, Colt 45s. So Peyton Jeffries up to bat, reached on an error by the second baseman. His last plate appearance in the fourth inning. Takes outside. Ball goes to the netting for ball one. So one ball and no strikes in with two outs. Pitch is swung on, popped up along the first baseline and foul, and now we're starting to get some deeper clouds out of play. So for Jeffries, again, born in Vancouver, Washington, and I mentioned before how Ulysses S. Grant was once stationed in Vancouver in 1852. Jeffries swings and misses for strike two. So one ball and two strikes. And again, Vancouver, Washington is actually on the southern border of Washington, not close to Vancouver, Canada, on the other side. Here's the 1-2 liner that is hit hard into right field for a base hit. And so Peyton Jeffries keeps the inning alive with a hot shot past Zach Peake. And so with Peyton Jeffries aboard, that will bring up Mateo Mendoza. That was just one of those tough, hard liners that just ate up Peake. It was hit to his right and but got past him. So Mateo Mendoza, who has reached once in the third inning, trying to add a hit to his baseline and takes low for ball one. So one ball, no strikes, fifth inning, bottom half with the Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns, 8-0. 1-1 is swung on and tomahawked back, and that ball just disappeared. And again, back to Narnie, and we don't know where that ball went. Just sort of went up into the clouds, and it's almost like the fans were reacting, waiting for it to come down. Like Mr. Schmee said in Peter Pan, no splash. 1-1 fastball is all in the outer half for a strike, and Mateo Mendoza giving the home plate umpire a cheeky sort of grin. 1-2, two outs. Phillips looking in, delivers the 1-2, is bounced in the dirt for ball two, and taking second without a throw. Stealing is Jeffries. So Jeffries, not a straight steal, but went on the pitch on the dirt, and after the delay, the second and a half hesitation, he took off. The 2-2 to Mendoza, swung on and grounded to third, up with it is Corbell, throws the first and retires Mendoza to end the inning. But not before the Colt 45s add three more runs with RBI, with an RBI double, compliments of Bryce Tweed that brought home Kyle Merton. Three runs for the Colt 45s, and at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s lead 8-0. And once again, the Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do. Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Isaac Horseman continuing to pitch well into the sixth inning. He has five strikeouts. Six strikeouts for Horseman. And leading off for the Reading Browns is going to be Diego Corona. So for Corona, who has been hit by a pitch and walked, reached base twice, but not in the fun ways you would think, was walked and then in the third inning got hit flush on his shoulder. So takes on the outside corner for a strike. Top of the sixth inning, and we have a full crowd here at Tiger Field, home of the Colt 45s. Taking on the Reading Browns is the 0-1 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Jeffries, throws across diamond to Norton, and that takes care of Corona. So, one away, and so Corona is retired quickly, and that will bring up Peyton Russell. So, Russell, the left-handed hitter, working against Horseman in very impressive days so far from the pitcher from Oklahoma City University. There was on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, waved at him, missed for strike two. So, no balls in. Two strikes the count. Horseman looking in, sort of squinting almost into his catcher, and then steps off for a bit. So the staring contest is, let's just say that the staring contest was a stalemate. The 0-2 is just a bit low. Trying to sell it on eBay was Mendoza, but he does not have a buyer. Horseman shakes off Mendoza. The 1-2 is taken away. And again, almost like Mendoza pointed at him saying, I like the spot, I like the spot, just got to bring it in ever so slightly. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Russell. So that's now seven strikeouts for Horseman, and now we'll have a switch as coming into bat is Paul Bigelow. So Bigelow swings and fouls pitch away, and he takes the spot. Ooh, and that hits the top hood of a CRV, it looks like, a four-wheeler there. That'll leave a mark, but not too much damage, hopefully. 0-1 to Paul Bigelow with two outs. 0-1 is swung on, fouled back again. Will this go into the crowd, or will this go into the parking lot? And it looks like we have another car being hit, judging by the crowd's reaction. 0-2, two foul balls, two hit cars, and let's hope you have insurance. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, waved out of Mr. Strike 3. Horseman overpowers Bigelow, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, two strikeouts, now a total of 8 for Horseman. And at the end of 5.5, the Colt 45s lead the Reading Browns 8-0. And once again, the Colt 45s is brought to you by Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. If you have something that you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating. Power Coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Call Victory Power Coating at 530-278-5298. That is 530-278-5298, Victory Power Coating.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Reading Browns. We have Jesse Claus. So Claus, the left-hander, and he's got the orange cleats to match the burnt orange jerseys. Texas Longhorn style, Reading Brown style. So let's see how Reading Colt 45s handle a left handed pitcher, and leading off will be Jonathan Kumai. So Kumai takes low for ball one. So the former soccer player who is studying business. And a nice city to not only get your education, but play your baseball in Chicago. Trinity International is where he's headed next as he takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Looked like a little pick-me-up fastball there. 1-0 is swung on, grounded to third, having trouble bobbling it, and then the throw to first is not going to get there in time. So Cody Corbell got eaten up with the grounder hit to him, and safely at first is Kumai, who reaches base for the second time tonight, and that will bring up Arif Camacho. So this is another guy at 5'9" who has some power. And hit with those wind bats doesn't make it any easier as he swings and hits one into the hole in left field. Pass Corbell for a base hit. Over to second goes Kumai. And so Arif Camacho putting himself together quite the ball game. Now 2-for-4. Two hits on the day. And now here's Kyle Norton. So Norton, he's 1-for-2. Grounded to second his first at bat in the first inning, walked in the third, scored, and then singled and came home to score. Inside for ball one. Lefty on lefty matchup, and man, it is so good to just see some clouds here in that Redding sky to really cool things off here this weekend, man. Reached 106 degrees, though. 1-0 pitch runs inside, and it hits Kyle Norton. So Norton following Camacho gets hit on the pitch inside, and now here comes Bryce Tweed. And so the bases are loaded for the Colt 45s, and if there is one guy that can bring the fans to their feet with his power, it is Bryce Tweed. Tweed had himself a double into left center his last at bat, takes on the outside corner for a strike. So 1-2 had an RBI that brought home Kyle Norton in the fifth. 0-1 is swung on a miss for strike two. So a high pitch at the hips, and Tweed chased it. 0-2 now. At second is Kumai. At third is Kumai. At second is, here's Sweet, grounds one to short. Bobbled, thrown to first, not in time. Everybody's safe. In to score is Kumai, and it's now 9-0. Colt 45 is the error going to be charged on the bobble to Diego Corona. So it's now 9-0. Tweed picks up the run, batted in, and now here's Derek Ray looking for his first base hit of the night. Takes on the corner for a strike, and so now the discussion and meeting between Jesse Claus, catcher Jordan Ryan, and just a brief meeting. So again, Jordan Ryan, a former Bull Rider, still has that strong upper body, takes low for ball one. But for right now, it's been the Colt 45s all over the Redding Browns, who play out of Volante Park in Anderson. The Colt 45s getting the better of the Browns, leading 9-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1 is taken just high and away for ball two. So 2-1, and Blake Tweed waiting on deck with no outs. Colt 45 is looking for another big inning. 2-1 is missed low for ball three. Looked like a curveball delivered from Claus, but just sank a bit too low. 3-1. Claus delivers the 3-1 pitch as a fastball that misses away for ball four. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Coming home to score is Camacho. And it's now 10-0, Colt 45s. And still with no outs. The inning far from being done. And now Blake Tweed once again trying to trade places with his brother. He's 1-for-3 on the day with a run batted in. The pitch to Blake Tweed is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So some movement, some action it looks like from Claus coming in with the fastball, and then relies on the overhand curve. 0-1 fastball is in the dirt. Check swing, no swing. So no swing, says Dan Boutwell. Over at first, it's 1-1. Claus sets and delivers to Tweed. Pitch is taken away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. And again, the fans for Reading getting to see both Reading teams tonight. 2-1 is swung on a miss for strike two. 2-2, and again, the beautiful thing about baseball is it can bring people from all sorts of walks of life together, and tonight we have Titiana, Anna, Mira, and Kira, who have been living in Reading for 3 weeks, and they are attending their first baseball game ever. They are Ukrainian refugees, and, you know, we just...
All the kids.
Wish and pray for
all the kids.
Goodness right now in this world. And, you know, what better way to bring the human spirit together than having a baseball game? The 2-2 pitch is swung on. That's a high fly ball into right center. That's going to stay in the yard, though. Under it and making the catch is Whitehouse, tagging and scoring is Kyle Norton, and it's now 11-0, Colt 45. So a hard hit ball there from Blake Tweed, but that ball must have caught the wind, because once it reached its peak, it sort of blew back in, but the fly ball more than deep enough to bring in Norton, and so now Bryce Tweed moves over to third, and to second is Derek Gray. Isaiah Cortez takes a strike on the outer corner of the lefty. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted into center field. Coming in, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Misreading it was Whitehouse. In to score is Tweed. Stopping at third is Derek Ray. And it's now 12-0, Colt 45s. So that is a tough play when you're dealing with the lights and then you have the wind in the clouds. It's just, there's so many different dynamics and colors and, you know, sort of the angles to read if you're out there in center field. Definitely a tough position. And so for Cortez, picks up a run, batted in. It's now 12-0. And now here is Jeffries, who hits one hard to short. The turn to first, double play. Peyton Jeffries hit one hard to short, playing it on the bat hop. Was Corona fires from second to first, and that ends the inning. But not before the Colt 45s pick up four more runs and lead 12-0 at the end of six. Victory Power Coating is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5290. That's 530-278-5298. Victory Power Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election.
I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Top of the seventh inning, and so we have Wyatt Doty, who is now pitching for the Colt 45s. Doty is from Yucaipa, California, and was once upon a time a commit to Cal State Fullerton, a very prominent and very skilled program within the Division One ranks, part of the Big West, the Titans. And so having a quality pitcher like this playing for the Colt 45s, again, this is a team full of talented players. So leading off is Zach Peek, who swings and drives one down the third baseline. That's a fair ball into left field. Peek taking a peek, taking a look, and instead of taking second, retreats back to first. So Zach Peek on the first pitch that he sees welcomes Doty to the game with a single. So here is Brandon Erickson. He takes away for ball one. So 1-0, the count to Erickson. Doty looking in. Delivers, swung on and fouled back. That is a big man taking some big hacks and trying to put some runs on the board for the Browns. Doty looking in. Sets, takes a breath. 1-1 is fly down the right field line and foul, out of play, and that will go into the batting cages. So you have the Tiger Field with Safeway down the third baseline in left field, Chase Bank in left center, and then off to the right and behind us you have the Reading Library, and just down the road, literally a 10-minute walk, is City Hall. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Erickson. So Doty, after giving up the single, strikes out Erickson, and that will bring up Troy Duenas. Here's the pitch to Duenas. Swings and misses for strike one. Man, that is an electric fastball that Doty has, I must say. He is bringing that heat. It's got to be at least in the high 80s. The 0-1 pitch is swung on. Grounded to second to Kumai. Camacho for one to first. Double play. Poetry in motion. Kumai. Arrive Camacho. And Norton working like three players that have done it their whole lives, and that ends the inning. No runs. One hit, nobody left, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh, and I'm about to sing God Bless America.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Where'd that come from? Oh. Where'd that come from? Hey, boy. What's up, buddy?
That boy's good.
You guys better not have me stuff out of kids' bargain, I swear to God.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
To the bottom of the seventh we go, and Mateo Mendoza leading things off. Against Claus, Mateo Mendoza, first pitch, drives one into left field. Back it goes to the wall. It's gone! Mateo Mendoza, before he even allows me to talk about his re-pitching career in high school, first pitch, drives one over the left center wall for a home run that'll roll into the Safeway grocery store. It's now 13-0, Colts 45s, and getting love from the youngster bat boys, Grayson and Bodie, at home plate. Man, what a shot that was. Talk about going from a dormant crowd to all of a sudden one swing of the bat, and you let them know who you are. So now here is Kumai. And yeah, I was just about to say Mateo Mendoza, you know, he pitched at St. Mary's College High School. And he never pitched before. Comebacker by Kumai, speared by Claus, throws the first in time. But Mendoza never pitched before, but he wanted to pitch his last game of his senior year. So what does he go do? He comes out, pitches, and he strikes out the side. His one and only high school appearance, and he struck out all three batters, didn't allow a single run. So that is the story of Mateo Mendoza's brief pitching career. And now here is Arive Camacho. The pitch to Camacho is dropped in for a strike. 0-1. So Camacho, who is from Riverside, and among other things, Riverside known for, they have UC Riverside, the Highlanders. And Troy Percival, the former All-Stars and American League saves leader. He is the head coach there, I believe, now. But 1-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. But he's at Antelope Valley College, the Marauders. Marauders, that is a school with black and red. A couple of times I visited there as my school, Pierce College, would play their football team, and I'd call the games. Here's Claus, delivers a pitch. That's away for ball one. But, man, talk about Mateo Mendoza. I mean, the crowd getting relaxed in, going to enjoy the bottom of the seventh, and then what does he do? First pitch, and was like, thank you, and drives one over the left center wall. So beautiful, beautiful day here on hand, and getting to see your neighbors, see your best friends, come out to a Reading Colt 45s game and enjoy some fun family fun. One ball and two strikes. One, two is swung on, slap foul. Wow, that hit right off the little tip cut out of first baseline and out of play. And I'm looking at a little boy who is just spinning around in circles, having himself a blast. It's a good thing that ball didn't actually bounce into foul territory. That might have hit the little guy on the noggin. 2-2 pitches swung on, fouled back off the pole. So two balls, two strikes. The one tradition I must say, too, that I absolutely am becoming charmed by here at the Colt 45s games is, you know, every so often, you know, you get enough foul balls and the fans all yell, foul ball, started by Derek Fasking, Barrett Fasking's father, who works, and that pitch is fouled back into the trees and nearly hit a service van. So, two balls, two strikes. Good thing the tree was there, or else that van might have had a cracked windshield. Camacho, looking to add to his cause. The 2-2 is swung on, squirted up the middle for a base hit. Camacho, running hard, decides to retreat to first. Man, he thought he had second base all the way. Just judging by the way he just sort of came out running on the box, just a short hit, sort of on the knob of the bat, but got through. Then he was charging towards second, but a good play there by center fielder Matt Whitehouse to force him back to the bag. So, with one out, cat and mouse game between Claus and Camacho. The lefty trying to snuff him out while dealing with Norton. The pitch to Norton is taken high for ball one. Bottom of the seventh, breezy evening here in Redding, California. The Colt 45s leading the Browns 13-0. One-one pitch on the corner for a strike. Outer half to Norton. And we've seen it all. We've seen kilts, we've seen children with ice cream, and we've seen kids just spinning around in circles, and that's the way we like it here in baseball land here at Tiger Field. There's the 1-1. There goes Camacho, and he'll steal second without a throw. And at this point for Claus, just focusing on the batter. I mean, that is a tough player on the base pass to contain there. Now at second base, Camacho. The 2-1 to Norton is on the inner corner for a strike. There's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Out in front is Norton, and that takes care of him. And now there's two outs. And so now with two outs, here is Bryce Tweed. So got a couple of guys in the running for player of the game today. Reed Camacho. 3-for-4. Oh, and here's Royce Knock. Oh, this is my, here we go. Royce Knock, a guy I have some interesting history with. So Knock, who was born in Fall River and then decides his senior year after the COVID year when there weren't high school sports until spring when you had that weird six-game schedule that was played and all teams just played each other, decides to go from Fall River to Foothill to play sports and talk about an athlete. He was a first team all section member in football and in baseball. And he has shown in his brief plate appearances, he can hit. 1-0 is taken high for ball two, but man, to add to that, though, because his family lives in Fall River and still commutes between Fall River and Coliseum, it turns out that his family was in town when Fall River High School was playing its CIF state semifinal. No, excuse me, the state championship game against Morro Bay. So early December, it's snowing. We're coming up to the game, and as I'm on my way to the game, my car breaks down. Busted tire, hit a rock, hit a big chunk of limestone, and I was sunk. Had nowhere to go as 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So my car's broken down. Somebody helps me with my tire, and then I get to the game. Spares on, and his mom, Chris, goes up to me. He's like, Ethan, you're not going down the hill. You're not going back to Reading. So I ended up spending the night at Royce Knox's house because of a snowstorm. Talk about good people, just community folk. And here is Knox. He'll roll one up to short. He's got to hurry. The throw to first is not in time. Knox is safe at first. And not only does he know how to knock in football, but he knows how to knock that baseball around pretty darn well, I must say. An infield single for Knock, who adds an RBI to his resume. And scoring is Camacho, and it's now 14-0, Reading Colt 45s. And now here is Jared Breedwell. So, Jared Breedwell, literally just came up here to Reading. Never been here before. He is from Folsom College and is originally from Vacaville. He is an outfielder who started his college baseball career at the University of San Francisco. So the University of San Francisco, which its most famous athlete from the University of San Francisco is Bill Russell. Bill Russell, who went to the Dons, but turns out that Breedwell decided to come back, and now he's playing for Folsom Lake College. 1-1, look over to first, and back on the bag is Knock. So, Knock, a two-sport athlete who will try to play football at Butte College and baseball. 1-1 pitch is swung on. That ball is grounded hard into the hole in right field for a base hit. Between first and second, Breedwell found an open gap, and he found it. That's a single for Breedwell. He is officially batting 1,000 for his career with the Colt 45s, And it's literally his first night in Reading, and how about that? Not only is it his first night, he picks up his first base hit as well. And so now here is Giacomo Crocetti. So Crocetti. Up to bat, coming in to pinch hit, and it looks like the Colt 45s will empty their bench. So Reedwell over at first, Knock over at second. One is swung on and foul back. So for Crocetti, trying to add to this hit parade, 14 runs scored by this Colt 45 squad. Oates 2 is bouncing the dirt for ball one, and looks like Royce Knock hesitated between second and third as the ball got past catcher Jordan Ryan, and so all runners held up. Should have been second and third and four. Barrett Fasking, the Colt 45's manager, trying to get these guys to play competitive baseball. And almost in this situation now, you got to look at it almost like you're playing the scenario. What is the scenario? Pass ball, do you go, do you not go? It almost becomes a game of fundamentals at that point when you have such a large lead and focusing on the things you can practice. 2-2 is swung on, fouled back, and that just missed RAV4, Silver RAV4, which whose windows and paint was spared. 2-2, Knock at second. Man over at first. Here's the 2-2 swung on, grounded up along first. Nice play there. Getting in front is Russell to retire Crocetti, and that ends the inning. But not before the Colt 45s add two more runs. The big one coming off the bat of Mateo Mendoza, who hit a skying solo blast into left field. Two runs for the Colt 45s, who lead 2-0 after seven innings. Who lead 14-0 after seven innings. The Reading Colt 45s is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. If you have something you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Call Victory Powder Coating at 530-278-5298. That is 530-278-5298. Victory Power Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ethan Hansen here on the call as we reach the top of the eighth inning, and it's Matt Whitehouse leading things off, takes high for ball one, one and two the count. As Doty continuing to work, he whips and delivers the 1-2 pitches. Swung on a Mr. Strike 3. Gobbled up by Mendoza on the drop third. Throws the first, and that takes care of Whitehouse. So Whitehouse had himself the fun blooper of evading Kyle Norton at first base. But besides that one single, he's also struck out twice. So 1-for-3 on the day. And that will bring up Jordan Ryan. So Ryan coming to bat takes a little low for ball one. So 1-0, the former professional bull rider who lives here in Reading and swings, fouls the pitch away down the first baseline. The fans watching it go into the parking lot. So 1-1. The Reading Library looking oh so beautiful. Still brand new building. 1-1 pitch is missed low for ball two. That was interesting watching Doty and Mendoza get a little crossed up. Looked like he was expecting a fastball and instead got a slider. 2-1 is rolled up a long third. This will be a test and no throw. Trying to come up and play it on the scoop is Peyton Jeffries, but he won't have a play. So an infield single for Ryan, who is aboard for the first time this evening, and that will bring up Josh Johnson. So Johnson now hitting for Sipes. Takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Doty looks in to Johnson, delivers outside to the left-handed hitter. 14-0, Colt 45s here on this beautiful and calm Saturday evening. 1-1 pitch is check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Ringing him up at home plate is Brian Rose. The 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, and that takes care of Johnson. There's two away. And so here is Diego Corona. Colt 45s used big innings, four runs in the third, three in the fifth, three in the fifth and four in the sixth. On 1-2 Corona. Doty looking in. And again, from Utikaipa, pitch is fouled away. So Utikaipa, located in San Bernardino County, 0-2 is missed low for ball one. One and two, and a couple of notes. Oh, just DeJuan Walker, the pitcher for the New York Mets, was born in Utikaipa. And again, for Doty, using this valuable experience with the Colt 45s to, again, just show off the kind of pitcher the kind of the velocity he has and shows it there. Blows a fastball by Corona, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. The Browns go quietly again. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Colt 45s leading the Browns 14-0. And Victory Powder Coating is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Isaiah Cortez will lead things off, and again, another power surge from the Colt 45s tonight, putting together 14 runs against the Reading Browns, who again adopted the lineage of the former Reading Browns, who actually played at Tiger Field between 1946 and 1950 and were part of the Far West League, an affiliate to the St. Louis Browns, who are now in Baltimore, and you know them today as the Baltimore Orioles. So for
now, that is the Reading Colt 45s. Left fielder number 10, Isaiah Cortez.
So for Cortez, has a single and a run batted in. 1-4-3 on the day. I think we have a pitching change as well, and I think that's Cody Johnson, who is in the pitch shift.
Bueller.
I'm not mistaken.
Bueller.
All right, now, so that is new pitcher Ryan Rudd. So Ryan Rudd in the pitch. Rudd whips and delivers, throws high for ball one. Man, he had some speed on that. So Rudd, the right-hander, dealing with the lefty. The 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. So again, for the Colt 45s right now, it's just about being fundamentally sound and mastering the basics. You're up in this game, and now it's just about trying to put together quality at-bats as Cortez fouls it. Plays at Cal State San Bernardino. School that made the league playoffs this season. The 2-1 pitch is taken high for ball three. Three and one, and Ryan Rudd, who was a Shasta College pitcher, as Cortez drives one hard into center field, and that'll drop in front of White House for a base hit. So here's Peyton Jeffries now with Cortez over at first. Cortez with a short lead and just again got a two strike pitch and barreled it up. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. So for Ryan Rudd, attended Foothill High School, went to Shasta College. Bunch of local guys going at it. Pitch is in the dirt for ball one, and Cortez will retreat back to first. And if you're just joining us, glad to have you here on KCNR. The Redding Colt 45s playing on this beautiful, gorgeous, clear, and cool 4th of July weekend, leading the Redding Browns 14-0. 1-1 is swung on, fouled down the right field line. So again, 1-2, and we'll see who else we have come off the reserve and get some swings. Rudd, the 1-2 pitch is once again swung on and fouled away below the right field line. Clear skies. That wind has gone away. And, just thinking about all the wonderful things that happen here in Redding, this town, this field, and what a resurgence it has been for this Colt 45 team, and seeing all these fans back at this field after all the rough times we went through together during that COVID year. And meanwhile, we're going to need a Labrador Retriever to go get all these foul balls that are being hit by Jeffries. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Yes, he went. But the ball gets past the catcher, and yeah, Jeffries should be out. Yes, he is out via the strikeout because the base was previously occupied on the previous pitch. Moving over to second goes Cortez. And so now here is Mateo Mendoza. Not sure if we'll see him pitch tonight, but with a 14-0 lead, who knows what could happen. Rudd whips and delivers. Fastball is missed low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and Rudd wearing an interesting glove. It's a black glove sort of on the outer part of the hand, but on the inside it's got a tealish pocket, and that pitch is hit hard into the hole into left field by Mendoza for a base hit, holding at third. Is Cortez, and we have runners at the corners for Nate Scott. So here is Scott, who has played outfield and has been a designated hitter, getting the night off, but now getting to swing the bats, takes a strike, and the count is 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball tails away. So bottom of the eighth, unless we witness some miracle, which, you know, you never say never. 1-1 taken away for ball two. I got to see some crazy baseball this year, and this was just as a fan. Little brother playing at Sonoma State, Josh Medina, and he was playing a game against Cal State San Marcos. His team was down by 7 runs with 2 outs in the top of the 4th inning and proceeded to score 11 straight runs, all with 2 outs. It was just one of those things that I might never see again, as the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Scott. So Nate Scott, or as Barrick Fasking's father Derek would say, Great Scott. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, fly it up along the first baseline and foul out of play. Two and two. And gotta say, the fans are really sticking around for this one, as 2-2 is this up and in for ball three. And Nate Scott got a nice little bit of aftershave with that inside fastball, that fastball running in and having to duck out of the way. Tastes like chicken. Full count to Nate Scott. 3-2 hit, swung hard down the third baseline and foul, and Mateo Mendoza having to jump out of the way. Looking at his pinch hitter and saying, okay, see the power, see the swing. And for Nate Scott, who also goes to Antelope Valley College, he swings and fouls that one away. This one's going to go in the crowd. Is anybody going to try to make a catch? And nobody made the catch. That went directly into the bleachers. Nobody gets to be the hero on that one. They get to keep the ball. Apparently it's late in this one, but just judging by reaction, I don't think that there was a catch, a true catch that was made. There was a nice little trap there at the end, but no. Scott drives a high fly ball into left field. That ball is going to carry near the wall. She is gone! Nate Scott! Oh, never mind. Wow. No, that's going to go as a long single. Again, I'm having that trouble looking over the dugout. So once that ball goes into left field and everything just sort of looks sort of empty once it reaches there. But Scott definitely hit it to the wall. And for the sake of sportsmanship, he will stay at first. It's now 15-0. Man, if that big silver block wasn't in the way of my vision, I probably would have been able to see that a little bit better. But still a beautiful piece of hitting there by Scott. And now Arif Camacho trying to see how far he can hit the ball. Instead, he'll squirt one to short, to second, to throw to second, not in time. Everybody safe, and with the bases loaded, that will bring up Kyle Norton. So now for the Colt 45s, they're just playing for style points right now. Leading 15-0, and there's also a big yellow sign out in left center, and that is the credit union sign there in left. And if one of the players hits that ball through that hole for a home run, somebody in the crowd gets to win $10,000. Ooh. So somebody could get lucky tonight. That ball is hit through the hole. 0-1 is bounced. All the base runners will remain at their stations. 15-0. We've seen kilts. We've seen cowboy hats. We are in good old Redding, California, Shasta County. Does not get any better than to have a nice day of summer baseball and below 90-degree weather. Man, if it drops below 90 degrees in Shasta County, everybody is living in igloos at that point. You are cold then. Just kidding. Not sure you'll find any igloos here, but 1-2 to Kyle Norton. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball missing high. So for Ryan Rudd, wearing his teal and black glove and hoping to turn some turquoise into a double play. 2-2 is swung on, foul back. So Nate Scott over at first. We have Mateo Mendoza at third. And Peyton Jeffries over at second. The 2-2 is missed low. So 3-2. It's a 15-0 game. 4 runs in the third. 1 run in the fourth. 3 runs in the fifth. 4 runs in the sixth. 2 runs in the seventh. And then add one to boot in the eighth as Norton swings and misses for 3. Down he goes. And so now here is Royce Knock, one of the few players on this Redding Colt 45 team that is coming out of his year directly as a high schooler. And again, in a CIF All-Northern Section first teamer in 2 sports. And when I mean this guy is good, I mean watching him, hearing him play baseball, but he pulled off one of the most impressive plays that I think I saw all season long in 2021 as the 1-0-1 pitch is in for a strike. 0-2 comes up from behind a West Valley running back who thinks he has a touchdown for sure. He's about 5 yards behind this guy, and Knock chased him down, bear hugged him, and somehow stripped the ball and took it the other way. Just an impressive feat of speed and hustle. This guy just does not quit on any play. Whether he's playing football, whether he's playing baseball, he was also a varsity basketball player as well. His brother Roby was a four sport athlete at Fall River, and now does rodeo at Cal State San Luis Obispo. The 1-2 pitch is taken away, check swing, no swing, so first base umpire Dan Boutwell tells the 18-year-old Knock he did not go. 2-2, 2-out, 15-0, Redding Colt 45s, pitches missed low for 3. So 3-2, and again, when it's been as hot as it's been this summer here in Redding, which is usual, but when it's this cool, you gotta enjoy every bit of it, and that is why the fans have stuck around to enjoy this weather and enjoy this ball game. And so for Knock, his dad in the crowd, his mom listening tonight on the road, the 3-2 pitch is missed high for 4. So Knox's night of perfection continues, adds another run batted in. And with the bases loaded, everybody's going to move up 90 feet. And it's now 16-0. The Colt 45s over the Browns. And now here's Jared Breedwell. So Breedwell literally just talking with him earlier, he said he just got into town, first time in Reading, and he's already got himself a base hit. Own one to Breedwell.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And once again, the Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in powder coating, applications, and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. 98.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Top of the ninth inning we go, and it'll be Dustin Niles in to pitch now for the Reading Colt 45s. Niles, who graduated from Foothill High School, I believe, in 2019, but just another kid with a deep, deep family. Sister Skyler, his mom comes to the games all the time, met his sister Skyler at the Farmers for America Shasta County Fair, where they were auctioning off their livestock, and she had a pig whose name was Shrek. And I went to pet Shrek, and Shrek was asleep, tongue hanging out, just being a pig, having a good old time. For Niles right now, having himself a good season with the Colt 45s, the right-hander delivers a grounder to second. The throw to first is in time by a step. And there's one away. So now here is Paul Bigelow. Here's the pitch to Paul, swings and misses for strike one. So this is another guy who just attacks the zone, uses a slider, uses his off-speed pitch as well, but the guy that relies on his power, hitting at 89 miles an hour. Ooh, that's a breaking pitch that snaked in just a bit low, we'll say. So one ball and one strike. So for Niles, a former FFA kid himself, grew up with livestock. I think most of these kids are who live in Shasta County grow up with some form of animal pitch, which is in for a strike. One and two to Bigelow. Just a great program, though, man. You get to learn about animals and how to take care of them, and it's a true responsibility. 1-2 pitch is bounced away. So two balls and two strikes, and a big night for the Colt 45s, who were able to pick up a game with the Reading Browns after a couple of teams canceled. But we'll have baseball for you on this 4th of July weekend. No doubt the two teams will play each other again on Sunday. Bigelow pokes one to short. Up with it is Camacho. Fires across the diamond to first to Norton, and that retires Bigelow. Two away. And now the Browns are down to their last out.
Now back. Second baseman, number 36, Zoo Richardson.
And so here is Zoo Richardson. With two outs. Trying to keep this inning alive. Niles, with all of his power, delivers on the outside corner for a strike. Man, that just seems like, you know, over the summer, these kids just get better and better, these players. And Niles, definitely one of those players who has worked on their craft. The 101 is waved at him, Mr. Strike 2. Coming straight fastballs, and now the Browns are down to their last strike. 0-2. Niles sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch. Looked like it was almost good night time, but the slider just missed above the belt buckle. 1-2. Niles again, the 1-2. This time the hot sauce misses high. Coming at it with some extra jalapeno on that one. Niles, the 2-2, is swung on and fouled back. So Richardson, hanging in there, doing his best. Got a couple of fans in the crowd trying to cheer him on. The 2-2 is away for ball three. So this game might not be done quite yet. Niles sets, delivers the 3-2 pitch, is inside for ball four. So Richardson works himself aboard. So now here is Brandon Erickson, a red-haired man whose facial beard goes with the color of his uniform. Gotta love it. Trying to bring home a run against the Colt 45s. Niles delivers in for a strike, 0-1. Going on 3 hours and 29 minutes, and thank you so much for joining us wherever you may be. The 0-1 is grounded to first. Norton with a nice play there on a bad hop. Bodies it up, touches first, and that is the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s take the first of a two-game series against the Reading Browns, winning by a final score of 16-0. You want to thank everybody from around Shasta County and around the North State for tuning in to tonight's game on KCNR. This game has been brought to you by Victory Power Coating. Victory Power Coating is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Victory Power Coating, located at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Victory Power Coating. This has been Ethan Hansen from all of our producers at KCNR saying so long for Tiger Field. We'll take a day off on Saturday and then, on Sunday. And then on 4th of July, we'll be back for a 7 o'clock game time where the Reading Colt 45s will take on the Browns. Scheduled first pitch is at 7:10, followed by some fireworks. So if you can't make it to the game, we'll have you here, but we definitely encourage you to attend. There will be fireworks shooting across from City Hall. It will be a great view. Until then, good night, everybody, and happy 4th of July weekend.
We now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
And it is a mistake, in my view, for the Supreme Court to do what it did.
So it's a mistake in his view, and he says the behavior of the Supreme Court. I'm scratching my head here.
Yeah, it's really a continuation of this failure of leadership that we've seen with the president. I have no problem with his disagreements with the opinion. Plenty of people have disagreements with the opinion. But this is a time when a president can try to at least bring a civility and a maturity to the conversation. Instead, he's repeating false notions about this opinion. This court, more than any in any decision I can recall, repeatedly and expressly cut off the very argument that he just referenced. I've never seen an opinion like it. They just keep on coming back and saying, once again, we do not believe that this opinion has any application to same-sex marriage, to contraception, to these other areas. And yet it didn't halt this parade of horribles. But the president has really shown, and he was sort of like this as a senator, that he's driven by polling and rather than principles. You know, for example, he long opposed changing the filibuster when he was in the Senate. He even opposed it during his presidential term. But now he flopped and flipped and went and said, well, you know, I now think that we should effectively end it, because you don't create an exception to a legislative filibuster for one subject. That's not how it works. You know, you don't have a filibuster except if it really causes you difficulty.
So what I don't understand, and I need some education on this, is, okay, the decision goes to the states. A lot of these states had triggers that said, if Roe v. Wade is ever overturned, we now have this law taking over. And a lot of the law, for example, I believe in Mississippi, said no more abortions, period. In Florida, they knocked it down to 15 weeks, and a judge decided that that's not going to work. Where did the judges come in, and where does the legislation come in with this language? Because they also stayed a lot of the orders when it comes to the trigger, those trigger rules in various states, correct?
Yeah, we expected that there's going to be a certain period of hashing out these laws. Some of these trigger laws are quite old. Some laws actually predate Roe v. Wade. And so we expected that all of them will be challenged. And courts will often enjoin the parties so it has a chance to review and basically rule on these laws without any major changes occurring. Ultimately, these states have a right to ban abortion. They also have a right, as in places like Colorado, to give basically absolute rights of abortion. In Colorado, they just passed a law that said you have a right to abortion to the moment of birth. That would be a 9-month fully formed baby. So you're going to have this type of spectrum of cases. Now, these state judges can rule not just on the federal constitution, which would be difficult now after Dobbs, but they can rule on under the state constitution. So some of these state judges are saying, well, under our constitution, our laws, there are problems here. And so we're going to have to hash those things out. It's going to take a couple of years.
So the Supreme Court decision that really struck me is, and there's a lot, but this one in particular, the Supreme Court ruled the EPA does not have the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions by a 6-3 margin. And then I'm watching the dissent, and this line stands out with me. Elena Kagan obviously doesn't agree with that. She's one of the liberal justices. She says if the current rate of emissions continues, children born this year could live to see parts of the eastern seaboard swallowed up by the ocean. That's an interesting way to talk, maybe, I don't know, over dinner tonight. But I didn't think that would end up in the dissent because that's hardly settled science.
Yeah, and we actually had similar claims that were debunked by Justice Sotomayor previously in oral argument. And, you know, I'm not saying that this claim it will be ultimately debunked, but there is a difficulty when justices start to lean towards policy discussions in that way. And there are many people that disagree with what Justice Kagan said. So I think it's always wise for justices not to get involved in those types of scientific fights. The question for a justice is not what's going to happen, but who makes a decision as to what to do about it. And whenever justices start to put their thumb on the scale and say, well, this was a really bad idea because all of these things are likely to happen, it pushes them more to looking legislative rather than judicial. But in terms of the EPA decision, it has been, as usual, grossly misrepresented in the media. It's been grossly misrepresented by many politicians. I mean, you have Senator Warren, you have Senator Schumer, you have AOC, all saying that this is horrific because, you know, they just stopped us from being able to do anything about climate change. And Warren saying, who's going to be able to take action? Well, the answer is you. I mean, the funny thing about this opinion is it supports Congress. It says you're taking your power from Congress. You're usurping the legislative branch. And you have all of these Democratic politicians who are irate that the court is effectively reinforcing their authority under the Constitution.
So what they felt with the EPA being used as a hammer, they were getting rid of coal plants, making it impossible through environmental challenges to drill in certain areas or frack in other areas. And will that no longer have any stake? So if they bring some of these same issues forward under this ruling, will that no longer curtail the drilling, the fracking, a lot of the other things that maybe the Greens don't want to see happen?
Well, they still may be able to do that, but they're going to have to find other grounds by which to do it. This was really the Hail Mary. This was basically saying, stop it because we're telling you to stop it, because the president is the president and he doesn't want this to occur. And what the Supreme Court said, that's not enough. You know, you're talking about a major question impacting millions of jobs, the economy, obviously the environment. You have to go to Congress. You need to convince them that this is the right thing to do. Now, they could try to break this up a bit and try to push some of these moratoriums on other legislative regulatory grounds. But this is a very significant loss. I mean, it's one of the biggest losses for what's called the administrative state. I mean, the Supreme Court is putting a shot across the bow of federal agencies that you've got to stop acting like Congress, and Congress has got to stop being this silent partner in the governance of our country.
And the thing is, Jonathan Turley, part of it is they can't get anything done. You need the 60 votes. They don't get it. They wait for the courts to figure it out. So AOC said this, tweet this out, catastrophic. A filibuster carve out is not enough. We need the reform to do away with the whole thing for the sake of the planet. So do away with the Supreme Court for the planet, for the good of the planet.
Yeah, well, AOC previously said she doesn't really understand the value of having the Supreme Court. She said that over a year ago. And this is part of that burn it down, the whole mantra that you're beginning to hear. Even usually sober voices, like Senator Shaheen, talked about a revolution if the Supreme Court didn't yield to these demands. Senator Warren said that the Supreme Court should be immediately packed because it's not responding to public opinion. I mean, these statements are breathtaking in their ignorance of our constitutional history and purpose. I mean, could you you imagine the system we would have if a court simply followed public opinion? It's designed not to follow public opinion. It's designed as an institution to stand against everyone, not just the president and Congress, but the American people themselves, because it's there to protect minority rights. It's there to protect constitutional rights. So when AOC says, well, we just need to change the whole thing, she's saying that I support this system as long as it yields to my demands.
So the thing I worry most about now is the Supreme Court justices' security. They have not passed the bill to give them bulked-up security. They were in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house last night, I think for the last few nights. When are they ever going to feel secure in this environment?
Well, I think that's a very good question, because these politicians are continuing to stoke the anger, including the president. He's been remarkably silent. Recently he finally came out and said, I don't support violence or intimidation. It took weeks for him to do that. This administration in the meantime is reinforcing this view that this is a court that did something grossly wrong because it viewed the Constitution differently from the president.
I didn't know Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was a professor at George Washington University. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's been teaching for a number of years, and we are very fortunate to have him.
Were you surprised there was a push to get him out off the faculty because of this Roe v. Wade decision?
I was not surprised, but I was alarmed by how much support he got, how much support that campaign received in such a short time.
How much did it?
Over 5,000 people signed the petition within 24 hours. And I think many faculty and students supported it. And the thing is, this was an easy fight. You know, I have a blog that tracks all of these fights at universities across the country, and there's hundreds of these cases. This was an easy one because he's a Supreme Court justice, and the university really would have had hell to pay if they yielded to this mob. The problem is that most professors in this country, 75% of them, do not have tenure. They're like Thomas. They are what are called provisional or contingent faculty. They don't have a day job. They don't have a high-profile position. When they get targeted, they tend to get fired. And so I think what the important thing to come out of the Thomas controversy is that not the outcome, which most of us expected, but the fact that this is an anomaly. That there are faculty across the country that are being terminated or forced off faculty with very little attention. And
it's
resulted in almost the faculties that are devoid of dissenting voices.
Jonathan Turley, you're not afraid to dissent. I know that for sure. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, Jonathan.
Yeah, happy Fourth of July.
Back in a moment.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Men over 40. Is your body feeling softer and not as lean? Losing your energy, muscle, or sleep quality? You could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. As you age, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down. Here's the good news. GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production and helps you get a great night's sleep. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100%. Guys all over America are loving this product.
Great product. I just started using it, and I'm already seeing results.
I definitely feel a difference. Much better sleep and much more energy.
Guys over 40, you need GH Boost. And right now, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample. Just text CHART to 321-321. It's killing it at GNC, but you can only get your sample by texting CHART to 321-321. That's C-H-A-R-T to 321-321. Text CHART to 321-321.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is Fox on Justice. L.A. D.A. George Gascon dealt another major court loss regarding his progressive policies. A California appeals court ruled that Gascon has to obey California's three strikes law, which was passed overwhelmingly by California voters in 1994. Gascon had previously called the law a disaster that leads to over-incarceration, and he ordered his prosecutors not to enforce it. Last year, the L.A. D.A. union sued him over this, arguing that Gascon's directives would force prosecutors to violate California law and their own ethics. A trial court judge agreed and issued an injunction blocking Gascon from not following the law. Gascon appealed that decision and lost in court again, with the appellate court writing in part, "The district attorney overstates his authority. He is an elected official who must comply with the law, not a sovereign with absolute, unreviewable discretion."
And this opinion is basically a slapdown to George Gascon, saying in essence that you cannot basically put your political preferences over justice and what the voters of California voted in.
Bill Malugin, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health, a suburban Chicago hospital recently showing off a new ambulance for kids. It's got a kid-friendly paint scheme with animals on the outside, but is also filled with ICU equipment.
We try to duplicate the things that we could do in an ICU, bring it down to a scale that we can fit into an ambulance or a helicopter, and make it mobile.
Dr. Maureen Quaid is the medical director for transport medicine with Advocate Children's Hospital. They're decked out to take care of patients from the tiniest preemies to adult-sized teens, even those on cardiac life support, while providing a smooth ride.
We have to worry about things like, how is the noise of the ambulance going to affect them? How is the jostling of the ambulance going to affect them? And what can we do to mitigate that?
The ambulance also has a camera in the front where parents sit, so they can see what's going on with their child. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should just be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
How did the invention of the car change America and the quality of life?
It changed America completely. We care about freedom. One of those freedoms we care about is traveling, getting places, going where we want to go. The car let us go further, faster. It let us explore. So I think in Henry's mind, the car was often about making life easier.
Henry Ford is what she was referring to, and that is part of the brand new season, ninth season, of What Made America Great. We're up to 45, the history of the automobile. the history of the aircraft carrier, 100 years old, what it's meant for America, success in military exploration, where we're at right now with nuclear-powered ones. The history of Hollywood is also there, and the history of oil and gas. When you see this, and the people I had a chance to talk to, they really expose all the different ways in which America is great. They say, well, everyone's like, oh, America's economy is great and the military is great. Well, why? Because of the innovation of the automobile, because of the innovation of the way we manufacture, because the quality of life for the worker, because of oil and gas and what it was able to fuel in this country, and for great people like Thomas Edison and who mentored this guy named Henry Ford. And these, there's video out there that exists, so I think you really like it. So go get the Fox Nation app, especially Saturday. It's supposed to be rainy, especially in the Northeast. So watch some of this and realize how great a country we have had. Brian Kilmeade Show, back with James Charvitas right after this. The Admiral.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays and the 4th of July. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can
depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Putin has done it. He's managed to unite NATO, and certainly that Finland and Sweden stepping up, obviously seeing what has happened in Ukraine, they recognize the danger that Russia poses to them, and they're bringing to the table here good economies and very good militaries, and they're in the most vulnerable part of the world as far as Russian expansion into a NATO country. That would likely be the Baltic states themselves. Small countries, small militaries, right on the Russian border, very vulnerable. Sweden and Finland add a lot to NATO as a result of this.
General Jack Keane with me about 2 hours ago on Fox and Friends. Let's bring in Admiral James Travitas, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Admiral, are you surprised we have this day that they're now on the glide path to becoming members of NATO?
I think the word I would use is I'm thrilled. And I don't say that because I watched CNN this morning. I say it because I commanded these troops. I commanded them in Afghanistan, in Libya, in the Balkans. The Finns and the Swedes are 100% professional. They are a turnkey military. They're ready to go and fight tonight right alongside us. And by the way, militarily, Brian, because they will occupy that northern flank, it complicates any invasion plan Russia could have, because they would find themselves, the Russians would find themselves with these two very professional, solid militaries up to the north if they tried to make a move on the Baltic states, as General Jack points out. So this is a very, very good day for NATO.
Putin says, too, he says that he's looking to unify Belarus, make it part of Russia. He's also looking to annex the parts he's acquired from the Ukraine already, changing the currency, changing the leaders, and also changing the language.
Putin is bent, and he has been really for a decade, on essentially conquering the former republics of the Soviet Union. And that's the stands in Central Asia, Kazakhstan, for example. He also wants control of the Caucasus. That's Armenia and Georgia. He wants Belarus formally, and he will try and grab this strip of Ukraine that he's pulled away. So there's no surprise in any of this. What's wonderful is the way the West has stood up to him and armed the Ukrainians and bringing Sweden and Finland in and protecting the Baltics. This is the right thing to do because, believe me, Putin is not going to stop until we punch him hard in the mouth.
But right now he feels as though, since it doesn't seem from what we could tell that he's feeling the pressure domestically, it feels as though he's just going to keep on using his long-distance artillery to level cities and gradually surround them and take them. What would stop this?
More ammunition in the shortest sense. And that means putting more heavy artillery, more surface-to-surface missiles to use on the land, more Harpoon missiles to reach out and sink the rest of the Black Sea fleet, more fighter aircraft overhead. That's something we haven't done yet that we need to. All of this, Brian, is a necessary cost. And the good news is we're not having to put our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen into this fight. The Ukrainians are perfectly willing to carry this fight. Our job is to give them the tools to continue to punch back at Russia. My money is on the Ukrainians.
To hold where they're at or begin to take land back? Because General Jack Keane says there's some real movement about counterattacking in Kherson.
Yes, he's correct. And that strip of the coastal range that kind of runs around Kherson and over to Mariupol, actually on the coast, that region, I think, is going to see Ukrainian offensive activity. And that's going to create real problems for Putin. It'll split his forces between those still down in the Crimea and those up to the north. It's a smart move militarily. I assure you the Ukrainians are getting not only military support, but a lot of military advice, intelligence, cyber overwatch. Watch for the Ukrainians to start moving out fairly soon in that region.
So don't you think domestically for us here, and you know I'm firmly in support of this action, I see the big picture as well as any non-military person does. Do you think for domestic, do people understand what they're writing the checks for, they have to see the Ukrainians start getting land back?
I think that our support will continue as long as Putin continues the offense here. If Putin were to begin to wind down his offensive military operation, if Putin said, now I want to negotiate, then I think you could see U.S. Domestic support kind of move to our own domestic issues. But as long as Putin is conducting the kind of campaign he is, Brian, such as blowing up malls, destroying maternity wards, flattening hospitals, raping indiscriminately, as long as that war criminal behavior continues, I think you're going to see the U.S. stand firmly. And then more importantly, because this is a European world that we're dealing with, you're going to see NATO and the Europeans stand very firmly here. They know what it means to be under a Russian boot, and they are going to stand with us. I think we are going to be able to push Putin back.
Well, a couple of things. We took back Snake Island. Ukraine took back Snake Island. So what is essentially, even Russia admits they left. They just said they did it voluntarily. They gave it up. What is the truth, and what does it mean?
The truth is they were destroyed. Their forces were crushed by the Ukrainians using a combination of amphibious assault, cruise missiles. The Russians left ignominiously. And Snake Island is geographically critical, Brian. It sits just outside of Odessa, and if the Russians were allowed to stay there, it could have been used as a springboard to attack Odessa, and it also could have blocked grain shipments from coming out of Odessa, kind of turning the corner and getting into the Danube River, which is a path they could take. It is also critical in any plan, which I think we should be doing, to escort grain shipments out of Odessa so we can get this grain to world markets and also for the economic benefits for the Ukrainians as they fight this fight. So this Snake Island is crucial, and it is very significant that the Russians were ejected by the Ukrainians.
So in terms of opening up the shipping lanes, this is what Jack Keane told me this morning, Cut 36.
This will be Putin's call. Does he feel the humanitarian pressure to release these cargo ships as a result of what's going to happen out in the world? I don't think so. I think where Putin is focused on, he wants Ukraine to fail as a state. 35% economic retraction right now, growing likely to 50 because he's shutting down 95% of their exports. I think he'll likely hold on to that position. We hope he changes it for the sake of Ukraine and for the world food supply, but I think it's unlikely he will.
Talk about opening up the shipping lanes, even with Snake Island. He thinks it's unlikely. I'll add to that. It looks like Erdogan says, I'm going to meet with Vladimir Putin about doing just that. Does he have sway with Putin?
I think what's really happening here, Brian, the more we talk about escorting those grain tankers with U.S. Navy warships, the more Putin realizes he can't win in that scenario. That puts pressure on Putin to say, oh, never mind, I will let the grain shipments go. He'll try and play it as a kind of humanitarian gesture. If he does not do that, my view, we need to do this. We need to re-tag, re-flag these grain shipments, put a Navy guided missile frigate alongside each one of them, and take them in and out. Putin wouldn't dare attack them. That's the right next step here. And Jack's got it right, in particular, that Putin's objective here, like Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War, is a plan anaconda, which is how Lincoln strangled the South with the blockade. Putin wants to do that. We can't let him make that happen.
So when Erdogan goes to visit with Russia, 2 days after he greenlighted Sweden and Finland, because everyone's got to be a unanimous vote for NATO, do you think that he's motivated to do anything and look like a statesman with an election looming? Does that matter to the Turkish people? Does he care about looking like a peace officer, like a emissary of peace?
I think it is important to him, Brian. And I met with President Erdogan on several occasions when I was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He is very much focused on his domestic audience, and he sees himself playing to the domestic audience as someone who, in the case of Sweden and Finland, made important gains. He'll play it that way concerning the Kurdish activities. In the case of the larger world and the Ukrainian situation, he will try to get these grain shipments open, and he may be someone who tries to actually bring Putin and Zelensky to the table to negotiate in 4, 6, 8 months. So I think he is playing to a domestic audience, but in doing so, he potentially could do a great deal of good here.
Lastly, President Xi is leaving the mainland for the first time since he started the pandemic. He's going to Hong Kong. What's at stake there as he looks at basically occupied Hong Kong? He took it over. What do you think? What's the message we're supposed to get from this?
He wants us to understand that he is in complete control of Hong Kong. And he wants the Hong Kongers to understand that. And he wants to play back to what we just talked about. He wants to play to his domestic audience. All of this, Brian, because he's coming up in November for what passes for an election in China, which is he will be anointed to his third 5-year term as the leader of China. That puts him in the pantheon with Mao and Deng. It's very important to him that that switch closes. Part of his strategy is to show China and the world that he is in complete control within the borders of China.
Do they benefit just substantially from their alliance with Russia as they get to discount oil as much as they need without really having any personal stake in this?
I think they have played the ball in a very smart way from their perspective, meaning they're taking highly discounted oil from Russia. They continue to kind of keep Russia in a loose alignment with them. And above all, they align as authoritarian states. That's what they see as the alignment. Our job is to try and find a way to create real division between China and Russia. That's going to be hard to do, and that's the next big geopolitical challenge.
So I'm looking at this study, and I know they didn't go to your house and ask for this, and they asked people this question: are you proud of the country? In 2017, 51% said yes. In 2016, it was at 50. In 2011, it was at 69%. Now the answer is 39% of the country is proud of their country. What's Admiral Stavridis' answer to that?
I am immensely proud of my country. And countries are like people, Brian. We all make mistakes. We make left turns when we should make a right turn, or we make a right turn when we ought to take a left turn. We are, however, a good people. We are a charitable people. We are a people who together can do anything. My wish for our nation on this 4th of July is that we can come together, disagree about policy, but come together as Americans. And I remain proud of this country.
Absolutely. You have to check out Fox Nation. because I did a special on 100 years of the aircraft carrier and see if it reaches your if it reaches the heights in which you demand, because you spend, I imagine, a lot of years on aircraft carriers.
I have. I spent too many years to count on aircraft carriers. And speaking of being proud, I'm also proud of the U.S. Navy, which today hundreds of ships are sailing around the world under American flags on and getting ready for the 4th of July.
Go get them. Admiral Stravia, it's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Brian. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Enjoy the 4th. When we come back, I'll take your calls. 1-866-408-7669. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Okay, import forwarded. How is the hard drive already full?
Juwan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes.
With MPEG.
But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What'd I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
opinions. Hear it all on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Unlike baby formula, his book is still on the shelves. Fox and Friends co-host and host of the great new show, What Made America Great, on Fox Nation, Brian Kilmeade. Brian, how you doing there, champ?
Good. You've been so nice to me, and I'm really worried.
Yeah. I'm saving it all up.
I guess so.
Brian, Gallup poll finds the world is unhappier and more stressed out than ever before.
Right.
Are you to blame?
Yes, I am to blame.
I feel bad for you. I know things haven't been going well.
I didn't say that.
No, it's the scuttlebutt in the kitchen because the incentives are in place. First of all, you're paying for it. Like a night out with Kilmeade, you foot the bill.
That's not true.
So that's a little of the reason why I should never go on Gutfeld. It doesn't go well ever. But I go on anyway, because he keeps asking me back, and then he's not happy that I'm there. But I was able to go on with Laura Trump. I was able to go on last night with Jamie Lissau, as well as, of course, Kat Timpf. And what you have is the best studio in the country. It is so intimate, yet you can get a few hundred people in there. Great audience. And now the show beats Colbert like once in a while, let's say twice a week, but beats Jimmy Fallon, beats Kimmel like a drum, and the 12:30 shows, he destroys it. So how do you explain that? How do you explain the success of a so-called cable show in late night when you've had the Tonight Show on since the 50s? You've had Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon. The Tonight Show falls by the wayside, doesn't get close, with hundreds of writers. So it's pretty amazing. It's one of the untold stories because no one can quite figure it out. J.D., living in Reno, Nevada. Hey, J.D.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, sir.
Okay.
The next time you talk to the Admiral, I'd appreciate it if you ask him about our ships. We're not building any more ships, and we're badly behind in
not building fast
with
enough.
The Chinese. Pardon me?
We're not building fast enough. We are building.
I know, but not. We're way behind. And, you know, the next time you talk about this Cassidy Smollett Hutchison, maybe you should play in the background.
Cassidy Smollett?
I heard it on the grapevine, or I heard it from a friend, because her answers seem to me to be in effect of, I heard something to the effect of, no words. They seem to be covering for perjury.
So, J.D., the pressure's on January 6th right now, and I said this last night on Gutfeld. Right now, their credibility, even if on the left, is at stake. Because you heard Jake Tapper, you know, to Jamie Raskin. He goes, you know, this is all true, and I've never, you know, I'm not saying it's not true, but I would love some corroboration. And he's like, well, we're not in a court of law. Well, you know what? The People's Court is in. And if you want everyone to believe Cassidy Hutchison, then when the Secret Service, who evidently witnessed the grabbing of the wheel and the assault of the president, when they come out and say, it's not true, I want to testify under oath, you better put them under oath. Because that's just a little of what they had gotten had Republicans had a chance in the minority to question. Because there's a bunch of different things that could be said to Cassidy that might make her story look better or worse. But instead, it just sits out there as if it's going to be untouched. But the average person has a lot of questions when she was done. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, yeah, One Nation to watch Saturday at 8 o'clock with Brian Kilmeade. That's me. And 11 o'clock on Fox News. And don't forget to get the Fox Nation app for new episodes of What Made America Great.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.